Ship my pants? Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
Ship my pants? Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I am not sure why that played back-to-back like that. Like, it's a minute, 9 seconds, and it just doubled up, but I'll take it.
I don't know, but it's awesome.
I sent you that. I don't remember that commercial.
I don't either. I don't remember ever seeing that, but that is... It might be one of those ones, every once in a while, you'll find a commercial, like, they play it, like, other places besides the U.S., where they have a sense of humor.
Well... I don't think Kmart.
I think Kmart's a U.S. company, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Kmart is nationwide. Like, I don't even know, or worldwide. I don't even know if it goes up to like Canada. Hey.
Yeah, but that's one of my favorite commercials ever. I mean, it says because like the first time I heard it, I had to sit there and I'm staring like, really? Why are they saying that? And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, so that it was posted here on YouTube in 2013. But I don't remember, so that's 8 years ago. I don't remember, like, online ordering, especially at large retail stores, being a fucking thing.
I mean, maybe it was just, maybe that was a new thing for them, and that's why they were really, like, pushing it.
Possibly. It didn't go well for them, because they're back fucking bankrupt and shut down now, but...
Well, yeah.
Maybe they needed to ship more than just pants.
I guess. I mean, they shit the bed, obviously.
Oh, yeah, I saw that last night, and I was like, I gotta send this to Mike. I gotta fucking send it to him.
Oh, yeah, I was sitting in my hotel room cracking up.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Oh, man, it's I was dying. I was dying, so...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it... I'm just trying to... Would that have been a... Like, to me, that is Super Bowl commercial worthy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Because that's one that you'd definitely be talking about the day after Super Bowl. Like, oh, my God, did you see the Kmart shout your pants?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's driving me crazy why I don't know it.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember ever seeing it. You know, it's one of those that, you know.
But let's throw a little actual, I bet you we're going to have a fucking commercial. I know we're going to have a goddamn commercial. Let's see if I got it clicked. Oh, we're not going to have a commercial.
For you. Because I believe you're amazing. It's good to be in a room with Big Bear. Having just gone out of rehab, that's a good choice. Because I was violating my standards quicker than I could lower them. But, uh-oh. not going to forget that. I've never had an entire audience just go, forget you! You have no idea! I was also wondering what's coming from that way. When an entire group of military people turns that fucking way. That's not, I don't know what that was going. Can someone tell me what that was? Reveille! Retreat! It wasn't retreat, was it?
The flag was going down.
The flag was going down.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to retreat. I imagine that's not really in the orders at this moment. Back up the sh! We gotta go! Yippee! Obviously you're going, not a bad idea. You gotta finish here first, but we'll go. Oh, the flag's coming down. Okay, good, because that's pretty weird in the middle of your rack camp. Everyone... That's just like, wow! It's like in the middle of sex to go, come on! It's been fun. I would like to... No, no. My underwear has to go back on. Wow, thank you.
He could have had his underwear shipped.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, I know a personal fave of yours. I enjoyed a lot too, but I thought perfectly fitting on this Veterans Day.
Yep.
That was him at a USO show where they played Revelry in the middle of lowering the flag for the evening, and the whole audience just turned on him. If you guys haven't seen it, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And the professionalism.
Look, I've seen it once before.
The professionalism.
Yeah.
Like, not to say that I wouldn't expect Robin Williams to be professional, but when you're thinking stand-up comic just in general, I don't care if you're Robin Williams or you're Brandon Valentine. You play off the audience reactions to things, and you get an audience to turn around and you don't say a word, like, that's pretty good, because I know I would have caught on eventually, but that first 10, 15 seconds, I'd have been like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, and that was the one thing that amazed me on that. Every time I've seen it, he doesn't react right away like, what the fuck? He immediately recognizes something just happened, and everybody is, you know, and this is the time to be, you know.
Yeah, in today's day and age, I would have been like, is this how I'm getting canceled?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Did you find that video from 10 years ago? Oh, shit.
Yeah, is this live canceling? Jesus. But I do want to wish everybody out there, happy Veterans Day. I want to thank the Living Soldiers for doing what they do. I want to thank those who have deceased for doing what they did. Typically, I try to go to the cemetery today, go see the pops.
Mm-hmm.
And to be the Veterans Days that I skip is normally days like today where the weather's just hideous. For whatever reason, where they have my dad at Tahoma National, it floods, and they've dug it up and redone it numerous times, and it still just floods. It's nasty. Of course, my dad's not on the edge where you could stand on the road and put flowers down. You got to walk into the middle of it's basically a bog. So I just kind of told myself, well, I know we're going to go in 2 weeks on his birthday. So, you know,
yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, today I was teaching a class in Vancouver, and the drive back was horrible because of the weather.
I drove from Auburn back just when I got off work, and all of a sudden started hailing. It was, like, coming in sideways, you know. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, it was some nasty weather on the way back. But...
Yeah, yes, it was, man. Yes, it was. But don't let the fact that I didn't go there mean anything. Hi, are you Wesley? It's Aspen. We talked on Plenty of Fish last time I came down to visit my cousin, but we never met in real life. I'm back here for a little bit. If you still want to truly go out while I'm here, are you up for it? Smile face.
I
just got a text message. Yet on every word, there's some type of hyphen or arrow or... Yeah. I want to fuck with people like this, but that just gives them more opportunity to hack my phone.
It does. Not that they're going to find much on your phone. I mean, you know.
all my banking shit's all there.
Oh yeah, I've seen. Yeah, that happened to my friend Big D. He someone hacked into his phone, like got into all his banking shit and fucked him up.
Yeah, you know, I do all the. I don't necessarily mobile bank, but I have the Wells Fargo app, and you know you can mobile bank from it. So if you can get into it, you'd have no problem taking my $14.
Yeah, I mean, some of my credit card stuff's on there, but mostly Amber has all that.
Yeah, all my Capital One stuff's on there too, because that's how I pay my bill.
Yeah, Amber does most of that. I'm not allowed to do that because I screwed up.
Oh.
I'm just good at spending the money.
Yeah, me too. But however, I was able to set up automated payments through it, so I never have to worry about it per se.
Yeah.
But so I mentioned my dad's birthday, November 22nd. Also November 22nd, 1963, the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yep.
And it's not that new of a movie, but I had never heard of it and or seen it. And it was I guess you can't call it a documentary, but you would call it not a biopic, I guess, but a movie based off true story.
Yeah.
But it was from a completely different aspect. It's called Parkland. And Parkland was the hospital that they took Kennedy to.
Yeah, it's also the one they take Oswald to.
Yes. And so this story is from, well, it focuses on the doctors that worked on Kennedy and Oswald, because it ended up being the same medical team.
Yeah.
It was based, so you get that aspect of the story. Then you get the aspect of the story from Oswald's brother. And you get the aspect of the story from the FBI.
Hmm.
And it's got Zac Efron, Colin Hanks, Peter Livingston. Fuck, who else was... the guy that plays Hooper, or Red Guardian.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The fuck is his name? But it was interesting, and it was, so everybody knows, I mean, nobody except for the people that did it know, because there's so many conspiracy theories around it. However, everybody knows that Kennedy was shot in 1963 during a parade in an open convertible. You either know the grassy knoll or you know Oswald, right? That's what you're looking at. It doesn't get into any of that. It doesn't get in. So it's kind of cool, right? Because you can't watch a movie right now on the Kennedy assassination without it being about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
You know, you have.
And what's funny is right now, starting Sunday on the other show I do, Rabbit Hole, that's what we're doing. It's a three part series on JFK and the assassination.
Okay.
Which,
yeah, go ahead.
I would say it's like you said, it's one of those things. It really is the birth of modern conspiracy, because the government left so many things up to interpretation.
Yeah. The other person it's based off of is Zapruder.
Yep. Because he's the one that took the movie.
Yes.
That most of the conspiracy theories are off of, and it's just because it's an 8mm grainy film.
Yes. And he's actually played by Paul Giamatti, so that's another name in it. David Harbour is the name we were looking for.
There we go.
Billy Bob Thornton's in it. Tom Welling's in it.
That's an amazing cast.
Mark Duplass, isn't it? Or Duplass? Yeah. So that's what I saw. Initially when I saw the title, Parkland, I believe it was on HBO Max, but I could be mistaken. But I was thinking the high school shootings at Parkland, what was that, Parkland, Florida?
Yeah.
Just a couple years ago with, I can't think of his first name, but his last name was Hogg. Richard Hogg, maybe? But, so it goes through, and Oswald's mother was a fucking crackpot.
Oh, yeah.
Oswald's brother, not so much. One of the interesting facts, and again, these are things that, right, you don't necessarily look up when you're studying on this. Oswald was buried the same day Kennedy was.
Yeah.
They held his funeral the same day as Kennedy's. The Oswald family was taken to the cemetery by the FBI, and they actually listened to it on the radio in the car while they were driving to Oswald's. There was like five or six media people that ended up being there that caught wind of it. No family, no friend, just mom and brother and wife, you know. So no pallbearers, no nothing. His brother went over and asked the media if they would help carry the casket and put it in the ground. And initially the media was like, no. One guy said yes, so a few others helped. Another guy ended up dropping the casket because he's like, fuck that, I'm not doing this midway through. And they're like, we're here to cover the burial of Oswald, and if we don't get him to the hole to bury him, there'll be no story for us to cover. So they ended up getting him in the ground that way. His name, for all the arrangements, the flowers, the funeral home, all that stuff, the FBI used the name Mr. Hobo, I think.
Wow.
So nobody, you know, so they didn't go into a flower shop and say, you know, it's for Lee Harvey Oswald and strike up the media with it, stuff like that. But his mom was just a fucking crackpot. I mean, from the time Oswald was arrested, shot, and buried was 48 hours.
Yeah, about that.
Not about. I mean, it went from he was arrested the 22nd. And his funeral was the same day as Kennedy's on the 24th. Which is weird, too, right? That Kennedy's was only 2 days later.
Well, Lyndon Johnson just wanted to get over with and get on with his presidency.
Well, I get that. But most of the time, like, they lay in rest for... And I don't know if it was different because it was assassination. But, you know, when you think about when Reagan died... Or Bush Sr. just, you know, when I think he was the last president that passed away. Like, he laid in rest.
Dead?
Yeah, Sr.
Right.
Yeah. He laid in rest for like a week. In the rotunda or whatever the hell it's called in D.C.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just because it was an assassin or something, but yeah.
Yeah, but even Oswald's brother thought his mom was a fucking crackpot. You know.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that you see where the family really did not like. The mom, where she would like, she was a would latch on to the kids and like live off them and do all sorts of stuff. She was like, basically saw it as a leech.
Yeah.
Parasite.
So I thought it was super cool because it was a totally different perspective. Right? You watch real documentaries and it's all just the assassination.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look at that one.
You can watch the documentary from, you know, the aspect of it being Oswald as the lone shooter from the book depository, or you could watch it as there was three other gunmen, you know. You watch all that. You can watch the Jack Ruby aspect of it, but I've never seen anything done from the medical team inside Parkland from, you know.
Yeah, I'm surprised I've never heard of that. And I mean, it's from like 2013, because I was looking it up.
Yeah, it's been out a while. I'd never heard of it either. And I think it was Saturday morning, you know, that we talk about it all the time, where I get up at 4 o'clock before everybody else does, and I'm always just scrolling through trying to find something that I don't think others would be interested in.
Yeah.
And Tosh ended up, maybe that was Sunday morning, because I think it was that daylight savings time where Tosh ended up waking up extra early because she thought it was later than it was. And she came out, and she's like, oh, I'm going to get up and get busy. And she, God damn it, you turned on a good movie. Now I'm stuck watching this thing. Like, I'm entranced in it. You know, but it was good.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
You know, it's one of those, when you hear some of those names, you're like, oh, God, Zac Efron. No, fan, like, you know, obviously there's no comedy in it. You're not in a, you know, you're not in a comedy role. So, but he plays one of the Parkland surgeons. And Peter Livingston, who was, he's Peter from, or Ron Livingston, sorry, is Peter from Office Space. He's the FBI agent. I think James Hasty was his name. So, yeah, it's pretty good, man. I'd recommend it. Might even give you some more talking points for your other show there, but.
Well, Mike, but we pre-recorded them because Big D's in the middle of a move, so we've already recorded all of them.
Oh, okay.
They're going to go out, but it was interesting to look at, like, some of the different things and all the things we believe for years are truth and find out that they're really, like, pretty much the entire Oliver Stone movie is all conjecture.
Well,
there's no proof to any of it.
To be honest, all of it's conjecture.
It is. It is, because, you know,
so much of it was redacted before it got into the public.
Well, it wasn't just that. I mean, Oswald was killed before he could say anything, you know. I mean, so there was a lot of that, and then everything was so redacted, and then the Warren report was so left so many things, so many questions, more questions than answers, and so people just filled those holes.
Yeah.
With information that kind of fit, but there's really no proof that they really happened.
It's information that you could see happening, but again, yes. Yeah, like you said. Right. At that point, they're all just what's the scientific hypothesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're educated guesses. I mean, you could make them sound real, but, you know.
You'd be surprised though, once you start looking at some of the theories that are out there and you're like, you people are crazy.
I've studied it more than you know.
I mean, there's theories out there that Jackie did it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And supposedly in the Zapruder film, you can see a puff of smoke right next to his head, and that was Jackie shooting him in the head.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I'm like, say what? Yeah, there's some very interesting ones.
And again, the only reason that would be said is because it was public knowledge that she would have reason to do that with the infertility.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like proof that I think they were both playing.
What do you mean?
I think they were both. I think they had like an open relationship.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, yeah, that way. But I'm just saying, that's how you get that conspiracy theory, though, is somebody goes, oh, he slept with Marilyn Monroe openly, basically in public, and the whole world knew it, made Jackie look like a fool, and she took her shot.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, that's where that type of stuff comes from, you know?
It is. It's interesting once you start looking at some of the facts, but I came up with, you know, I have my, after looking at everything, my thoughts on what may have happened, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever believe Oswald was a lone gunman. I can get behind the fact that he fired a shot.
There's too much evidence that the third shot is different than the other two.
Yeah, the angle and the injection point. The magic bullet theory I've always found interesting.
That's one that I actually found an article and a really thing that shows how it really could have happened.
Yeah.
Is if you look at where he was sitting, most people, the magic bullet theory thinks that Connolly was sitting directly in front of him at the same height.
No, it was an
angle.
When
he wasn't, he was to the left and down.
Yeah.
So if you actually look at the angles actually make sense for Connolly being to the left of Kennedy and below him.
But what was there, 7 entry and exit points or 17 entry and exit points?
It's not. It's like the clothing, yeah, something like that. So it goes through JFK's back, comes out his neck. And that's the weird one, though. It's the angle there is where things get weird. And then through Connolly's back.
See, I don't even think so much of the angles in that situation. I think of the weapons available in 1963, especially, I mean, and not to say it wasn't a military-grade weapon, but the distance you're shooting and to do all that and take off Kennedy's skull.
Well, that was another shot, though.
I thought that was the magic bullet that took Kennedy.
The magic bullet wasn't what hit him. There was a third shot that hit him.
Oh, I thought, for whatever reason, I have it in my head that it was the magic bullet that was the kill shot as well.
No, the magic bullet lodged into Connolly's leg and stopped.
That's right. After entering and exiting his body numerous times.
And then there was another shot, which is the argument on the back end of the left, which a lot of people say there's actually proof to show that that shot could have actually did come from the back.
The only part I find with that being wrong is the way the brain splatter went.
There's a weird thing, and I'd have to find it. I found it, and I had notes on it somewhere, but it's something about, like, it's not splatter, it's mist. Or something that it's mist because of...
She pulled splatter off the car.
It's, yeah, like I said, it's one of those things that's just, yeah. You'd have to, it's really weird the way they explain it. and because of the type of the bullet, and that third shot was a different type of bullet. It wasn't a Full Metal Jacket like the other ones.
Yeah. No, I can
say the argument. One of the ones that I read, the argument was, is that Lee Harvey Oswald took two shots. The third shot actually came from the car behind Kennedy and was an AR-15.
Possible.
So they're basically, the argument is whether or not that his own Secret Service shot him in the back of the head, and whether it was on purpose or accident is where everything comes into play. Because there was witnesses that said they saw a flash of a shot fired from that second vehicle.
Yeah, but look how many witnesses talk about all the shots. All
Grassy Knoll.
Yeah. That's
where it gets interesting. But that's where the conspiracy theories come in. The Warren Commission never looked into any of those witnesses or their statements. And everyone's like, well, why didn't they look into them?
Yeah.
And that's where all of it comes out.
The Warren Commission is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
You know.
They were given a location and said, now get there.
Yeah. I mean, really, when you look at any commission, the Russian conspiracy commission, or, you know, voter fraud commission, you know, when you're doing a commission that's politically driven, your goal is to get an answer to the American people to calm nerves. That's what the goal is. And those commissions are, you know, you probably had Republicans that didn't want Kennedy in office. To be honest, with the way Kennedy was, you probably had Democratic senators and shit that did not want Kennedy in office. You know, so all of
a sudden, he pissed off a lot of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, even if it wasn't just him, right? The Kennedy family was well known to piss off a lot of people.
Well, yeah. And once he got in office, I mean, between him and his brother, who he had made the, you know, attorney general, the conviction rates on the mob went up 800%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they wanted them. Oh, the Cubans wanted them. Yeah.
And they were, the mob was tied in one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, they're that, I know there's no proof. Ruby doesn't kill Oswald without knowing Oswald had information. Now, whether that was information on the assassination of the president or just now Kennedy, or now they have this guy and Bobby's going to make him squeal more on whatever it was, Oswald knew something.
I think, in all honesty, because that was one of the things when I researched a lot on Ruby. I think Ruby really was, he just loved Kennedy and he wanted to, this guy killed his president and he was going to make him pay for it. And there's a lot of statements that he made that basically he wanted to show that a Jew could do something right. And it's really weird to think of it that way, but there's a lot of statements he makes where he says that flat out. Look, a Jew can do good.
I know.
But in the other side of that is you also see that once he was in jail, his health went down very fast and he went batshit crazy within like a week.
Yeah, but however, what did he live in jail for? 30 years?
No. It was like 2.
No.
And he immediately, like within like 2 weeks, was telling his sister that, you know, that he, because of his actions, like 20,000 Jews had died and they were below the floor below him and he could hear him screaming. He went batshit crazy.
I guess he was in jail 4. He died in Parkland Hospital, too.
Yep.
So
yeah, he went batshit crazy. So a lot of people think that maybe it was the mafia, FBI, and then they basically gave him a bunch of drugs to make him go insane afterwards.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, especially in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
You know, but no, it's it's fun, but really in 2021... all anything is fucking just talking points.
Oh, it is.
You're not going to prove anything. I'm not going to prove anything.
No. It's one of those that's fun with JFK is if you get the right person like me and you, where we can go, we could really go back and forth for like 2 hours just on different talking points on it, but we're never going to start yelling and throwing things at each other.
No, and I don't think you ever would with JFK. I mean, you might get heated and scream, no, it, you know, but yeah. I don't think that assassination necessarily turns into a political debate. I think everybody could agree both sides had issues with him at, you know, for one thing or another.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, like, we just made a list. You could say who all hate. I mean, everybody's going to agree. The Cubans fucking hated him. The Russians weren't his fans.
No.
The fucking mob hated him. You know, non-Catholic or non-Catholic Christians fucking hated him. You know, your Protestants.
He's
and
still the only Catholic president.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that had motivation to do what was done.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people from each of those parties tied to the fucking story that I don't care what angle you take. Like, you could take Oswald, and that, remember, that's tied into the Cubans because he deflected to Cuba and he was spreading Marxist propaganda down there and blah, 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 blah.
And, all the bad plagues and, yeah, all that, yeah.
Yeah. And then you have, you know, you can take somebody who's going to tie Ruby to the mob and, okay, the mob got him. And, you know, you also could switch it back to Lee Harvey and now it's the Russians.
He did live there for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's where he got his wife from.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you have that. You have, I mean, like I said, you have him just being in Dallas, Texas, which wasn't a state he won. Like,
no.
I mean,
no. They did not like him in Dallas.
You could throw that right on the grassy knoll side, like, you know, wherever you want.
Then you had CIA stuff. You had Bush, you know, all involved with the CIA and doing his thing with the Operation 40. And Bush was all over it. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. Once you research it, George H.W. Bush was all over this.
Yeah. And oddly enough, and I don't know if it was because his political power started getting him into it, but when you start watching these movies, you start watching JFK. And, you know, a lot of that's left out. Like, that has to be done and actually history researched to realize Bush was in the CIA at the time.
Oh, yeah, because he was, I mean, Bush ran the CIA at one point. He was the director of the CIA.
But he was not under Kennedy.
No. No, that was Dulles.
Yeah. So, it's always fun. It's always interesting.
And that's what I love about that stuff. It's one of those things I like going down it, not to be able to have conversations like me and you have. And we can go back and forth, have so much fun with this conversation. I'm not one of those crazy nuts that's like all of a sudden believe all this insanity. I just want to study it. I think it's fun.
No, I'm a crazy nut, and if it's something I truly believe, you're going to hear me fucking scream and yell.
I know.
But, like I said, this one, there's so many, like, logical possible explanations. Like, I can have what I believe happen, but 90% of all the other conspiracies out now, there's some, I honestly think the fucking Jackie O is just crazy. Like, yeah. I don't think that was even a possibility. I think that was just somebody starting some shit. That was the epitome of internet fame back in the day. Like, I'm going to say some stupid shit and see if it sticks, and it fucking did for a little bit.
Yeah.
It did enough to make it to the internet 30 years later. Like,
yeah,
you know. So
it's just one of those ones that, because the Zapruder film is so grainy that people are like, oh my gosh, did you see this?
Well, and it even got worse. So that in that Parkland movie, they go into how they developed that. And they took it to a guy Zapruder knew. So they got Zapruder and he went with them. Like, he wasn't under arrest or anything. And they had to get the rights to his film within that time instantly. And so he's like, I'm not giving you, I'll go with you. And I know a guy who might be able to develop this. And they went, and that guy's like, yeah, we don't have the technology to develop 8mm here. And I think they ended up at a TV station. The guy's like, I've only done it once and it wasn't good. So now, whether that part's made, like, I didn't go into the research of that, but whether that part was made up to get more dramatic on TV or there's some truth to that story, I don't know. But, I mean, it makes sense. There wasn't a lot of people with video cameras of any kind in public, you know.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't like now where every 8-year-old owns a fucking video camera on their phone.
Yeah, so you don't need cell phones.
Yeah, so that's fun.
No, it's fun. I mean, it's one of those things. Like I said, that's one thing I love about that show is doing that. It's just I get to find all the neat, the stuff that I grew up knowing, but not knowing all of it.
Yeah. And my fascination came because he was assassinated on my dad's 14th birthday.
Yeah.
And so it was something every year at Dad's birthday that he would talk about how his birthday party was ruined. And they had to send his friends home because the president was killed. And so I grew up with that ingrained in my head. Like, I can remember, you know, when you first mentioned it in second, third grade or whatever, and me going, yeah, I know exactly what time he was shot, what day he was shot, you know.
Yeah.
Where he was and shot.
There's so much in pop culture. I mean, you got stuff, TV shows, movies, they mention it constantly. You know, it's one of those things. Stephen King wrote a book about what, you know, someone going back to try and stop it, you know. And then in the Umbrella Academy, there was, you know, that was a big sticking point, and it was trying to stop the assassination. I mean, there's all that. I mean, Red Dwarf even has a whole thing on that.
Yeah. So,
and all of them, it's funny. Every single one that I've watched or read about, they say that if he had lived, it actually would have made things worse.
What do you mean?
The like society would have been worse because of it. Like all of them. It just, yeah, that because of his, and it's weird. All of them are different, you know. I was trying to think of the Stephen King one. I think we end up having nuclear war because of something. And the Red Dwarf, when they did it, he had issues because his, you know, womanizing became a problem. And that became, you know, went out and became a whole new thing. Quantum Leap, now that I see you looking up, they did it too.
Yeah, I needed to talk about Dean Stockwell. Did you see Dean Stockwell passed away?
No.
Yes. You mentioned Red Dwarf, and for whatever reason, every time you mention Red Dwarf, I automatically think Quantum Leap. I don't.
Because Dean Stockwell looks like he's dressed in that whole thing like he should have been on Quantum Leap.
He was on Quantum Leap.
I mean, on Red Dwarf.
Yes. Yeah, he died of natural causes. I think it was Tuesday. 85 years old. I know it's a show we both like.
Oh, yeah.
We both enjoyed. Yeah, the 7th, so 4 days ago. I guess that would have been Monday.
Okay.
So, wow. For whatever reason, it seems so much longer ago, 1936, than 85 years.
Yeah.
You know. But Quantum Leap, fantastic show. I know I've seen him in other things. Oh, Dune.
He's been in a lot.
Fuck, that's right.
He was the doctor in the original Dune.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, I know Quantum Leap episode with speaking JFK, in that one he saves Jackie because Jackie was supposed to die.
Oh. I don't know if I remember that. So when I watched it, I've gone back and started watching it, and I'll watch like the first three or four episodes, and then I'll forget, and all of a sudden something like this happens. I'm like, oh, I should start watching again. So I start from the beginning, and same type of situation.
Yeah, I went through, it's been about 5 or 6 years, but I went through and watched the entire thing all the way through. But what was weird is I know for the final episode, they didn't have it on Netflix at that time. I had to go find it somewhere else.
Yeah, I think we talked about that not too long ago.
Yeah, which is really weird.
So, yeah, I'm trying to look. Mikhail's Navy, he was in Air Force One. Oh, the Unabomber TV movie.
Yeah.
There's a there's another crazy fuck. He was in Madonna, a Madonna movie.
Hmm.
I did not know that. Not what I would think. Captain Planet and the Planeteers. He was the voice of Duke Nukem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see what his first thing was. Holy shit.
A long time ago?
Holy shit.
Wow. We're back in the 40s.
1945, the Valley of Decision.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy shit. Wow. Wow is right. Good.
So he would have been a teenager then, right?
No, not even.
Nine.
Yeah. Huh.
So he had a career for a long time because his last movie was in 15.
Yeah. Proves not all child actors go fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace there, Dean Stockwell. The IMDb has a remembering Dean Stockwell. Let's see what it is. 1 minute, 15 second clip here. Maybe we'll watch it all. Maybe we won't. Maybe it's just pictures.
It might be.
Looks like that's all we got. Just some photos. I'll fast forward a little bit, see if we get some words.
How do you have a movie with a boy with green hair and with black and white?
Can't you just fade in or something?
You tell me how to fade in agitated carbon quarks and I'll make the scientific journal.
I don't know much about the Fremen. They live in the deep desert, some of them in the cities. They have blue within blue eyes.
Are you being straight with me?
No, I came all the way out here just to pull your chain.
Well, you know something? I almost believe you.
In all your travels, have you ever seen a star supernova?
No.
No. Well, I have.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. Go to sleep, everything is all right.
Oh, bum deal.
It was. He was a good one.
There was a picture in that that reminded me. Kind of looked like a character from something Mel Brooks would have done. Did you see Mel Brooks is producing a new TV show?
No.
It just starting to go into filming now. We're finally fucking getting it. History of the World Part 2.
No.
Yes. Yes. I think it happened during our little hiatus.
Did it have the mega joint or super joint, whatever it was?
So there's been nothing released on it other than the fact he's doing it. So I wish there was more, but I mean honestly, it's about fucking time.
It is. I mean, they've had, like, you know.
Wait a second. He has something coming out called Blazing Samurai. What? Okay, it's not going to be what I thought it was. It's a cartoon. He's a voice. Oh, my God. An action-packed animated comedy for all the family inspired by Mel Brooks' timeless classic, Blazing Saddles.
What?
Hank, a lovable dog with a head full of dreams about becoming a samurai, sets off in search of his destiny. With Samuel Jackson as a voice, Mel Brooks, Michael Cera, Ricky Gervais, George Takei, Fluffy.
Ooh,
that was a pretty good imitation there.
Yeah.
I actually caught that one as I was talking. I was like, wait a second here. You sound really gay. I mean, like George Takei.
Well, it looks like this came out this year already. It's already come out.
Has it? I thought I saw 2022. Yeah, it says 2022.
Okay, because the one thing I looked up says 2021.
I don't know. Because I think it said, where the fuck did it go? That it was post-production.
I'm betting it got slowed down because of
the Roni.
Yeah.
Yeah, so post-production is what it says it's in right now.
Yeah, 2022. Yep.
All right. I'm going to have to be on the lookout for that one.
Yeah.
Going to have to be on the lookout for that one, so.
So then you said that really a History of the World Part 2. We're getting it, huh?
Yeah, let me see if I didn't see it in his credits here. But let's go into the old Google machine.
At Hulu.
Huh? Is it Hulu only?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's ordered at Hulu. Mel Brooks write and executive produce. It's good to be the king.
Yep. There it is. History of the World Part 2. Yeah, but so it would have been in our hiatus. It was announced October 18th here. We need to get on this. Early 2023 release.
That's going to be amazing. Because, I mean, it's one thing that's always killed me. It's the fact that it's called History of the World Part 1. It's like, okay, it's Part 1. Where the fuck is Part 2? We've been waiting for 40 years.
Yeah, if no longer. Because didn't that son of a bitch come out in the 70s?
No, it was 81.
81?
Yeah.
I thought in the 80s he made that horrible movie called Life. Or Life Stinks, right?
Oh, yeah, that is a bad one. That was in the 90s, wasn't it?
Fuck, I don't know. Time just runs together. This is the 90s.
Because me and Amber had a date and went and saw that.
Oh.
Because I just mentioned it.
Look at you all romantic. Yep. Look at you all romantic. Huh? Now, you're not thinking the... Hold on here.
Yeah, Life Stinks. We went and saw it on a date.
Oh, I always forget
1991.
That. 91, okay. I always forget that he did Dracula Dead and Loving It. Leslie Nielsen. Those guys should have worked together a lot more.
Great movies.
Huh?
He had some of the best movies.
Who, Leslie or Mel?
No, Mel Brooks and Leslie, both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a huge part of my my upbringing, that's for sure. They were the version of like what we talk about some of the animated movies now that, yeah, they're good for kids, but there's a lot of adult humor in it.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, Mel Brooks's was pretty adult humor. There wasn't a lot of undertones in it. It was pretty straightforward.
A lot of it was. Some of it there was. I mean, you know, the Nice Knockers was a little.
But Leslie Nielsen, like all the fucking Naked Gun movies.
Yeah, but sometimes those got a little bit beyond, like, there's some that were like, yeah, kid jokes, but other ones you're like, yeah, even the kids are going to understand that that was.
Yeah, but there was enough like silliness and goofiness to it.
Like, my favorite part of it, and I've wanted to find this audio sometime just to play it, is the part where, like, everyone's asleep at the speech.
Yeah.
So they hand him the book and say, here, read this. And he's like, he thrusts his purple-headed warrior into a mound of my book. And you're like, well, what? Everyone starts waking up.
Yeah. Which one is that? That's number one, right?
I think so.
The Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find it here real quick.
I just used to cry. Like, the first time I heard that, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Oh. Not Naked Gun O.J. Simpson. Nobody cares about that.
No. Everyone knows he was in it. He got beat up pretty bad in that movie, though, so.
That's one of my favorites, the fucking baseball scene.
Yeah. The strike?
Yeah. Naked.
All I can think of is every time I see that now is how much your dad would be screaming at him that you're doing it fucking wrong. What the hell's wrong with you? It's Naked Gun 2.5. So it is a Naked Gun 2.5. If you look up Naked Gun Purple Headed Warrior, it pops up.
Let's see here. All right, let's see. I'm going to get commercial. Oh.
8 on point 102.
Here, read this. It's an emergency.
I remember.
His strong, manly hands probed every crevice of her silken femininity. Their undulating bodies writhing in sensual rhythm as he thrust his purple-headed warrior into her quivering mound of love pudding.
Oh, such a good movie. Such a fucking good movie.
Ooh, there they have Top Secret up there. That's another good one.
Yeah, that is too. It's that time of year. You know I'm excited. Fucking Christmas. Yep. First of all, publicly now, I have to give Special K a huge shout out. I'm in the same boat you were a couple years ago. You get that house and you got to slow down the spending and, you know, and, I think in the last 6 days, he's given me 5 pops.
That bastard.
And 3 of them are the new Pop Funko ornaments.
Oh.
So they're mini ones. I got a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I got a Deadpool and I got Skeletor. And then he got me 2 of the like Comic-Con exclusives or whatever that I haven't been able to find yet of the He-Man ones.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So I do want to give a shout-out to him, but right, we're talking Christmas, and Netflix is at it again. They've made some great Christmas movies over the past few years. They have one coming out with Neil Patrick Harris called, I think it's called My 8-Bit Christmas.
Oh.
And it is basically Neil Patrick Harris is telling his daughter the story from his Christmas of 1987 when all he wanted was a Nintendo Entertainment System. And
we all wanted.
It looks pretty good. It says it's from, this is 2021. What the fuck?
Yeah,
I was like, they say it's from 2021. It should already be out. I should be able to see it. Yeah, Steve Zahn's in it, which I'm good. Neil Patrick Harris is in it, which, yeah, that does good for me.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. And then there's another one. Oh, I'm sorry. That's going to be on HBO Max. What the hell is the Netflix one called then? Because the Netflix one looked good too.
Well, Netflix tried to do a remake of Home Alone that I've heard is trash.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't watch that anyways. I can't even watch the fucking sequels. They're so bad.
Yeah.
Love the first one. It's a boy called Christmas, and his name is Christmas, and he's told by the village leader to go find something magical, and that's how he finds the elves who make toys.
Huh.
And you know me, I'm always good for a good sappy Christmas movie.
Yeah, I'm hoping for another Kurt Russell one. I really like the Kurt Russell one.
The Christmas Chronicles?
Yeah.
So they have two of them. They came out with the second one last year.
No, I watched them. Those are my new Christmas. They're the only ones that I like. I hate Christmas movies, and those ones I actually like.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, the other Christmas ornament I got, Castle Grayskull.
Oh.
Hallmark had it.
I was like, I have a present for you for your new house. I just got to get over there one day.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm waiting for that. We're slowly still working. We emptied another 10 boxes today. Fuck, dude. It's probably a good thing I didn't see you last week. So, I lost it. I've actually been pretty down in the fucking dumps.
Well, that's not good.
You know, all those tubs that were in the old Dungeon Studio?
Yeah.
I figured I was smart. I had everything in sealed tubs. Thought I was fucking protected. I open one up, and it's all Pez. And I start getting excited, and I pull in the first few out, the top ones. And I think I saved 10 out of 300. A mouse got in through the bottom, chewed in a hole, ate every fucking candy out of the package.
Were the Pez's at least? I mean, the dispensers savable?
Yeah, but you know me. I'm not a big fan of the loose ones. Yeah, I have them all. They're all in a tub now again. Like, I had to go through and tear all the fucking mouse piss-filled packaging off. And so that's first.
I hate pieces.
That's first. Second, I opened up another tub, and my Michael Jordan basketball card collection, which the last time I had valued was about $20,000. Gone. Just fucking gone. It got damp inside of it or something, and they were all in sheets. Yep, fucking gone.
Oh.
Yep. And then my vinyl collection was on a bookcase in the corner. Didn't realize that we had a leak in the wall until we moved everything. And the bottom shelf got wet and moldy. All the vinyl are still good. None of the packaging. Not one cover. My Paul and Linda poster that came with the original Wings album of 69 or whatever it was, gone. My Cheech and Chong rolling paper from their first comedy album, gone. So all in all, this move added another $30,000 of what I've lost. I guess I didn't lose $440. I got a house for that, but
you, it's one of those things you got to think too, is you had lost that already. You just didn't know.
Yeah.
Like the move let you know that you lost it. Before, you just had the bliss of ignorance, and the move just took away your ignorant bliss.
Yeah. Well, it fucked me up. That's for sure, man. Fucked me up.
I bet.
I'm still looking around at shit and just fucking butt hurt like you wouldn't believe. Last week, I was all happy. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like shopping. You just open up these tubs and you're seeing shit you haven't seen forever, and it's so exciting. And then since I talked to you last, I've opened more fucking tubs, and I'm not happy.
That's not good.
At all. But, I mean, really, it is what it is, and I'll get over it eventually. And I mean,
yeah, but it sucks for the moment.
Bella probably won't go to college now, but, you know, I wasn't counting on her anyway, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean.
Because I always said my Michael Jordan collection would pay for my first to go to college, and that's not going to happen.
I mean, Sam went to college.
Yeah, she paid for it, though.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it's supposed to
be. Well, scholarships and, you know, all that shit, but. Yeah, speaking of Sam, Steven's birthday was 2 days ago, so happy birthday to my son-in-law.
Yes, happy birthday, Steven.
Yeah.
We're always mean to you.
We got about 6 weeks left until we get to see them. So that's getting pretty exciting. Speaking of people in the Fantasy Football League, I understand you beat somebody this week.
Yes, last week I did. I beat Junior.
That'd be Chris Pickett Jr.
I did.
Sounds like Daddy came to his side.
He did, and it's one of those things. I mean, I get it, Chris. You got to defend your child, but I mean, I gave him every opportunity. He was scheduled to beat me.
Yeah, projection
was projected to beat me.
And it's not like you hit projection, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't even hit my projections, and I mean, it was one of those that, you know, really, I wasn't even in the bottom half of the league, really. I mean, a couple people that lost would have beat me, but...
It makes me worried, because I beat Joe Simomo by the same amount of points you beat Chris Jr., and as we know, Joe Simomo is a city councilman, so is he going to have the law come knocking on my door, because I whooped his ass so bad, too?
He's going to have to. I mean, get you arrested. I mean, it's one of those that, you know... I mean... I did. I mean, there was a big margin. I mean, it was 103 to 69 or 67. But I mean, 103 isn't that much. I mean, I'm just, it's not my fault, you know.
He plays like his dad.
Yeah, you know.
And burn. And
I mean, he does. I mean, you know, right now in the league, I mean, his dad is, I think his dad might be as right above him in the
bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, because the baseball kid is 10th, and I'm just bad, which is Chris, is 9th, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all fun and games.
It is. I really think what needs to happen is I think Chris needs to stop doing it for the kid, let him do it himself, and maybe he's got a shot.
Well.
Because we've already, Chris has proven that he can't, he's not good at this.
As we talked earlier, we mentioned a while ago the big trade fiasco.
Yeah.
That happened in this league, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I don't know if either team has won since.
Yeah, it hasn't been.
See that bad juju karma when you try hosing people and then the people you tried hosing try backing out and doing unkosher things and they go down. they go down. Also with a birthday this week, speaking of, God, all our listeners born in November. All our listeners, yeah, basically. Nick Lindsay celebrated a birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Nick.
Yes. Him and Katrina, 15 years, I believe I saw they've been together.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time.
That is a long time.
And they finally just got engaged, I think, last year and getting married here soon. And
it's awesome.
So, yes, happy birthday to Nick.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He always, you know, always supporting the podcast, and he's the one that made our pops that we have.
So, yeah, he just started doing that again too. I've been seeing some photos of more wrestling people he's made and been able to out lately. So
he makes some really cool ones.
Yeah. All right, guys. So let's see. You have benefit comedy coming up in December.
I do. So December 1st, which is, you know, the day before my birthday. We'll have a benefit show. It's for, I just looked it up, Rainier Foothills Wellness Foundation out of in Enumclaw. They do food for kids and backpacks, kind of like the backpack one in Black Diamond. So it's really to help the kids and homeless kids and kids who are, you know, from lower income families. And it also does, I think, some mental health stuff too. They do a lot of things. They're a really good organization. We did something for them a couple of years ago through Cole Street too. So that's what it will be for. So all proceeds, all the comedians, what they normally get paid will go to, you know, Rainier. Yeah.
Very cool. And that's December 1st, Cole Street Brewery, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Normal show time there. So,
yeah, so I'll be hosting it, and it's just going to be a bunch of random comedians that I'm going to, you know, get to come in. So, you know, and Matt, you're always invited.
I know I am.
You're always invited to come out and do a set. We haven't heard you in a while, so.
I haven't heard me in a while either. I try to keep that under wraps. Remember, I tried retiring once already.
I know, and I brought you back, so, you know, hey.
I know, and you're trying again, damn it. All right, guys, so I think that's pretty much what we got for you this week. Check out next week. It's kind of nice being back on a regular schedule again. So, hopefully our work schedule keeps coinciding where we can, continue doing this on Thursday nights.
Yep.
Getting that taken care of. Be sure to check out Cole Street Brewery December 1st. Good cause, raising some money, helping some kids, wherever they may need it. And we will see you guys next week. Remember to be excellent to each other.
Have the ones you love.
And we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, later.